Charlotte.
Great to see you up here as part of Women's Sevens there at Skye. How have you enjoyed the heat and how have you enjoyed the day?
Yeah, it's been really good. It's great to see a country town like Skye getting around Women's Sevens, and to see it's hosting the second only female tournament across the country is really exciting for our sport. And yeah, I think Skye Rugby should be proud of themselves for being able to put on such a great tournament with a town of their size.
Did you get stuck into rugby? Was it through touch footy or you'd had a bit of a look at it before? Or how was your pathway to be playing seven-a-side rugby?
Yeah, through touch football. I played a lot of sport growing up, so I did hockey since I was five, and then started athletic. Thought that was going to be like my way to the Olympic Games, but wasn't to be. I kind of fell in love with touch, decided to make that my priority. So when rugby sevens got reintroduced to, reintroduced, it was there originally, to the Olympic Games campaign, it kind of just, my stars aligned and reopened that Olympic dream for me.
And tell us a little bit about the Rio Dream. There's a fair bit of injuries and a fair bit of pain on the way through, but Rio was pretty close to seamless, especially in the final when you beat our New Zealand women's sides. And they haven't forgotten you since at both 15s and 7s about that. But it must be just fantastic that moment, you know, you're going to be an Olympic gold medalist forever.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, it was obviously an amazing experience. And at the time, you just kind of go with the flow of it. You don't really sit down and reflect too much on it. But over the past couple of years, being able to reflect on it and how much women's sport, not only sevens, has changed since that day is pretty incredible. And I think for our team, yeah, like what we did across Australia for female contact sport in particular, I think we really changed the game there. So that was, to me, the best thing that came out of the gold medal.
Did you give Billy J. Pulver's gold card a bit of a workout as well after the winning of the gold medal?
Yeah, we did. We had a pretty good night. He put a big bar tab on for our family and friends, and it was just us in a hotel lobby celebrating together. And I guess they're the people that probably they see all the behind the scenes that the public don't really get to see. They see our bad days, which sometimes come more often than the good ones, and it was nice to be able to share that moment with them and, yeah, celebrate it all together.
Of course, you've just signed another deal with Rugby Australia. The Brisbane Broncos come calling for the NRL. How close were you to go and have a bit of a look at this new NRL women's competition, and just happy to be able to put everything behind you now, focus on making it back-to-back gold medals?
Yeah, like, obviously the NRL is exciting. I grew up, my dad's a leaguey and we grew up watching rugby league, so I'm excited for the opportunity that girls have to be able to play it. But this stage, rugby seven still has, to me, the big, like, the most opportunity for women's sport in Australia, and the competition level that we play at, I think, still the pinnacle of the sport that I've chosen. So for the moment, I'm really happy with rugby sevens, and we've got a good group of girls, good coaching staff there that I think we can build really nicely towards Tokyo.
What about 15-a-side rugby? Because there's always been the ask, why aren't you playing for the Bill Cook Wallabies? Why don't we have Charlotte? Why don't we have Em? Why don't we have Shani, you know, playing 15-a-side rugby? Is it just a matter of, they're basically two separate sports now?
Yeah, I think, like, in a way, they are separate sports, but played a Rugby World Cup at home, if Australia win the bid, would be pretty amazing. And I think Australian rugby could probably cross codes a little bit better and get the benefit of having more footy under our belts by playing both codes. And yeah, to me, that's pretty exciting. But I think in the past, we've just had so much to achieve with rugby sevens, and I guess ticking off the gold medal at the Olympic, we've now played at two World Cups for rugby sevens as well as Commonwealth Games, and hopefully we'll get to play at another Olympic Games and then, like, before the Rugby World Cup in Australia, hopefully. So yeah, it's definitely an option, but I'd love to get some of that sort of rugby under my belt before I just put my hand up for it.